problem is that if we end it and then the damn thing turns communist,
yeah,
before the...
basically, it's got to be one that is interpreted as the end of the involvement.
it has, they'll see more clearly what Hanoi has. And, well, it may be that one of these tragic historic situations, I think the country, and probably you personally, will pay such an enormous price if this thing disintegrates completely, no matter what the pressures are now.
I have no intention of giving that pressure, so I am simply suggesting is that we have to be playing cleverly so that we don't appear stupid. You see,
oh, yes, I have
faced the pressures. Get my point?
Absolutely.
Now, by that, you can't assume that we've, that April 7th thing was the best shot we could get on. That could have been better.
That's right.
And frankly, it solidified as much of our support as we could get. I'm surprised Holman didn't get around that pole a little better. Those guys should have all had it.
That's right. That would have been very helpful. Because they want to get out, but they also don't want to lose.
Yeah.
Somebody must feel better when you say $250 billion increase.
So somebody's got to be feeling a little
better. In some of its holdings.
Somebody's got to feel a little better, don't they?
Well, the market price of some of its holdings. Gosh, this next time.
Well, the time now the market's moved so heavily up that it's probably sold down for a while.
It's been amazing that it hasn't.
Sorry,
I jiggled a little. Henry would be interested to know that recruit for it, that the FBI, as you might expect, has been watching Congressman Boggs and his movements recently. Somebody, not the FBI, of course, because they have this Congressman under surveillance.
Somebody
fooled them. Savings and loan banks, which the subject is the state attorney general, Jack Vermillion. That she works for told her to get close to Hale Boggs so the indictment on Vermillion could be fixed. The affair has been going on for approximately 6 weeks, a considerable number of rendezvous.
He is a crude
fan. 1 month ago, he had a date with her in a place in New Orleans called The Village, and a professor from Louisiana State came over to the table to talk to him. Boggs was intoxicated, got into a fight with the professor, and the professor eventually knocked Boggs onto the floor.
She fought a congressman. Always fighting.
Had a room at the Marriott Hotel in Washington. Brought up an oil company airplane owned by Jay McDermott. That night, she told Boggs she wanted to fix the indictment on Vermillion, and Boggs accused her of loving him only for the purpose of having this done. They had a fight that night. Louisiana oil people are also paying the woman so that they can keep Boggs under control and oil legislation. And oil people have him under surveillance to make sure he doesn't write a thing. Then he says, one newspaper source has this information already.
I have a feeling, really Bob, that there is very little that somewhere that a greater terms for a fluid, I guess it is, whatever they all said, very little information on what their holds.
And did you say that you did mail these to them, to their homes and all that sort of thing?
Yeah. Maybe that doesn't work.
Both homes and offices. We sent it to both places to make sure they got it. It probably doesn't. And that's, we probably got to broker every one of those polls by phone. Personal contact, because it just, those guys get the mail.
They read their mail, they get a poll out of them too. You know, yeah. They read these guys, even our own guys,
those guys are all kinds. Even Jack Kemp, who's a great friend and everything, he was bitching to somebody about he tried to reach me to get something taken care of and couldn't get through to me on the phone. And so someone told me about it, so I checked the thing and all of that. Discovered I couldn't find any record of any phone call, so I called Jack and I said, I'm just terribly distressed because we have one rule here, which is the phone calls. He says, I didn't call you.
That's what he bitched to.
Well, anyway, they say it without really being so, they're saying, I can't get through the White House.
It's a different breed than some of them. They're all there.
I guess the best football player be Ernie instead of Eric. And Jerry Ford we're talking about, the football player artist. What was his last name?
No, it's Eric Barnes.
Eric Barnes. Not Ernie Barnes. He wasn't with the San Diego Chargers.
Well, that's a different one.
He's an artist. There's an Ernie Barnes.
Yeah, Ernie Barnes is an artist. No, he's bad. Eric, this is a good one.
Okay.
Eric Barnes is a defensive back.
Defensive back, that's right. This guy, Ernie, was an offensive guard. I think that he's also an artist. Well, he became an artist. I think that's correct. Eric Barnes, I know the word is E-R-I-C-H, whatever it is. Set up, we can do a little better job on the pole business.
this one in the war situation, because Henry is well aware of the fact, and that was a goddamn significant shift.
Yeah.
And those two questions have never been asked by Galloway.
Yeah.
One guy said, why don't you ask those two questions? And I said, hell, they didn't ask, I think. And then I played it dumb and dulled and picked it up right fast. I said, wasn't that written in some poll that says Mark C. and Dole said it?
Yeah, I think it'd be helpful if to that group it got out.
Yeah, particularly to our friends. Sure, particularly to our friends. What you have to do is to set up a fire pool. Actually, if you have a group like this, Bob, rather than so that it isn't just breathing for the time. Boy, I guess it's worthwhile breathing. So, talking in terms of what the hell he wants to discuss, you know what I mean? He didn't really know what the hell we were supposed to be meeting for. It was fine. It was worthwhile there. You got them well.
It would be helpful, though, to know what the objective is.
What it's supposed to come out with, what we're asking to do. You always got a problem, you got a goal out there. You know, he gets to talk a hell of a lot, babble on, the rest of it. Their main purpose, of course, is to tell us that we want that more. I really feel myself that that subject, though, from their standpoint, was, I'm rather surprised that Clark, and if either they had a liaison who would have done it, of course, Malou's a little bit on the dumb side that way. No, he may not dumb, but he's not aggressive enough. But if there's anybody that doesn't know that the sentiment is that they want to end the war, Christ, I know that, you know. And it's really, really, I mean, Baker was strange enough, the ones that did it. It was all right, Baker and Smith. But they acted as if this was something that I needed to know and didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. Huh? That's right.
It's a strange sort of state. It's, they figure that they have some idea of relief. They go, you just got to do it. You just got to do it. What the hell is, we know that.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's what we're going to do. That's what we're doing.
Oh, you handled it beautifully and with great dignity and with great strength. But
you can see him babble.
Oh, yeah.
It gets to be a pain in the ass.
No, I must say, meetings with congressmen, senators, and that's your elite.
Of course,
I had, oh Christ, you'd have had him, Scott, Red,
that's your pillars of strength.
But you've got to get these guys strengthened, because you can see him, or you mean, better guys,
that's all I
have a vote for a while.
No question.
That much like that, even our own guys, you have a vote, you're going to have a hell of a time holding them on a date, you know that?
That's
right?
Absolutely.
It's like to lose a senator.
Who?
Thelman.
What's he want to do?
Make him Secretary of Agriculture.
Well, the way.
No, it's the sea. But if he'd be the Secretary of Agriculture, if you want to have something.
No.